Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Abby, Bank Holiday Monday. Yeah, Bank Holiday Monday. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast on Bank Holiday Monday with me, your Bank Holiday... Yeah, you get the idea. Andy Goldstein. And, of course, remember, you can catch me on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show all this week from 4pm alongside the sneaker freak Darren Bent, apart from today. Yeah, because it's Bank Holiday. Yeah, you get the idea. Now, we start with yesterday's relegation rumble. Easy for me to say, on the final day of the Premier League season, with Leeds, Everton and Leicester all fighting to avoid the drop. Only one could stay up. Here's how it unfolded on TalkSport.
Strap yourselves in. After 370 exhilarating games for Leeds or Everton or Leicester, this is it.
Porro sets up Son and Kane puts Spurs ahead on what could be his final appearance in a Tottenham shirt. Just destroys the atmosphere in Elland Road.
Here, Nacho gets the ball back down the left hill. It's Harvey Barnes for Leicester City into the far corner to put them in front. And Leicester City score a massive goal.
Porro and Pedro Porro makes it two for Tottenham Hotspur. And surely that means the Leeds are championship bound after 3 years.
There's been an absolute screamer. It's Everton 1, Bournemouth 0 at this moment. If scores stay as they are, Everton are staying up.
Tielemans, a free kick in the left wing position into Fast. Fast rises, guides the ball in, and Leicester City have a lifeline. They're going to do their job at home at the King Power Stadium. Leicester City's fall from grace is complete if Bournemouth don't get a late equaliser at Goodison Park.
And the full-time whistle goes, and Leeds United, after three seasons in the Premier League, are relegated back to the Championship.
And the final whistle will go, and Everton are safe. For the second season running, they've left it very late, but Everton have won 1-0 against Bournemouth to secure their Premier League status.
It's finished 2-1, and 7 years after being crowned Premier League champions, Leicester City's fall from grace is complete.
Now, here's how Leicester manager Dean Smudger-Smith reacted to the Foxes being relegated to the Championship just 7 years after winning the Premier League.
Obviously devastated, to lose the Premier League status. Everybody's really disappointed, and, you know, ultimately over the season we haven't collected enough points, and it's the be-all and end-all.
One of the questions that is on everybody's lips at this moment in time is how a squad that contains Maddison, Barnes, Vardy, Tielemans, Johnny Evans have been relegated. Can you explain it?
Probably not, no. I've only had a small sample of it, which has been 8 games in 7 weeks. So, you know, in that time, you know, I've been pleased with how we've had to lift them, because, you know, they were very low. I think they just lost 8 out of 9. Confidence was low, belief was low, and I thought we'd turn that around. But ultimately, I thought we needed probably 11 points to stay up, and I think that's what it was in the end. And I'll look back, you know, personally on the 8 games, that's all I can look at. And the Everton game at home and the Leeds game away is probably where we lost 2 points.
Do you look back on those feeling unlucky or ruining some of the things that happened to you during the match, or do you feel as if maybe you could have got a little bit more out of those?
I don't know. I'll reflect on them and think if it was anything else, but you know, ultimately hindsight's always a wonderful thing. At that moment in time, you're doing what you're trying to do to win football games.
When you came in, it was late in the season, as you say, 8 games to go. When you look back on it, do you think that possibly the problems that have taken Leicester down were already baked in?
I don't know. I mean, when we came into the football club, when I came into the football club, we was in the bottom three and we're still in the bottom three. So ultimately, yes, I've improved one place, but I've not improved, you know, in terms of keeping us in the Premier League.
Were you wondering where that first half performance, which was particularly good today, has been over the last couple of weeks?
No, it's been something that we've been working on and working towards. You know, ultimately, our biggest problem has been keeping the ball out the back of the net, not putting it in the opposition's net. You know, we give a soft goal away again today, which made it a little bit nervy for the last 10 minutes. You know, and ultimately, that's why we are where we are in the league.
Do you want the chance to take Leicester City into the Championship and try and bring them back? What's your future?
My future at the moment is, I have no idea. I'll go back and see this and spend some time with the family again. I've not contemplated what's going to happen at the end of the season. All my energy has been focused on, you know, trying to keep us in the league. And, you know, my remit was 8 games and, you know, we've finished the 8 games now. So it'll be for others to review and reflect on the season and, I'll speak, I'm guessing, with Top and John, but we'll see where we go after that.
And here's how Leeds manager Sam Allardyce reacted to his side being relegated from the Premier League.
I was very sad to see professional suicide by our team today, because we'd worked so hard in the week to create an atmosphere which we knew we would get off the crowd. And as always, you get that atmosphere like we did against Newcastle if you start delivering and putting the pressure on the opposition, and we decided to gift them a goal. And that made life extremely difficult for us, but you know, all fairness to the players, the bounce back happened, the creating of lots of chances happened, but the failure to put the ball in the back of the net was the biggest problem at half time. So our talk was, right, keep it tight, keep it 0-0 this half. I'm sure if we can create as many chances as we did in the first half, we will get a goal. And lo and behold, we committed the same problem at the start of the second half we did in the first. So talk about scaling the mountain that we created for ourselves. That was just unbelievable. But we did it. We clawed our way back at 2-1. Having kept at it, and then, you know, if it wasn't bad enough, those two goals, we committed the third major error by, within a few minutes, just Tottenham breezing through the middle of the pitch and scoring the third goal on the counter-attack, which is, just something you don't expect. You know, there's lots of good professionals out there, lots of experienced professionals out there. You would have hoped, said, you know, let's now keep it tight, see if we can get a second and see if we can finish off and go on from there. But we made life hugely difficult ourselves. We made everybody in the stadium angry about what they'd seen. But the bottom line was, we did create 20-21 opportunities at goal. The downside of that, there was only 2 on target, where the difference is Tottenham 10-11 shots at goal, 7 on target, 4 goals.
And here's how the Everton gaffer, Sean Dyche, reacted to keeping the Toffees in the Premier League for another season.
Yeah, very pleasing for me. Well, for me, my staff, the players, the fans, for the club. A lot of noise when I got here about it was done, it was gone, the club had gone, the fractures, the breaks, it was broken, all of that sort of stuff. I've been mostly pleased to pull that together somewhat. You know, we've got a connection with the fans. They've been terrific. They've been absolutely amazing. The calmness today, by the way, I need to mention, it's very difficult for fans when they hear results coming through. I thought they were immaculate. They stayed calm, they stayed behind the team and willed us to get the right result. So they definitely deserve credit. We're going to need that going forwards. There is so much to do here. You know, this is a start point. I said I've got to earn my Spurs as manager. This is a step towards that. I don't think I'm part of, you know, the fabric of Everton yet. I think I've got to earn that. We need players to re-earn that. Some have earned it, some have to re-earn it. Some have had quiet spells, some have had spells when people are questioning them. And that's what happens in football. Now we've got to go and re-earn it. So pre-season is going to be very, very important here. There is a lot to do. But I've assured the players, I said, you need to come in pre-season ready to work. I said, because it's hard to explain, but players sometimes can get trapped into low-level sort of acceptance, you know. And I'm not saying that's been totally, but there's times when I think it's just that weird thing when it's, oh, it'll be all right. It won't be all right. You have to earn the right. You have to continually work for it to be all right. And not just all right, if you want to improve, you can't just accept all rightness, because all rightness ain't good enough. You've got to strive for more. And I said, we've already started the process of that. I said, you need to come in pre-season. You need to be ready, because I'll be ready. Trust me.
All of that, of course, meant there was plenty of reaction to the drama from the callers on the game day, phoning with Jamie O'Hara and Gabby O'Bonnell.
You know, I think the thing is that a lot of the blame's got to come down to Rodgers. The players aren't innocent in all this as well. You've got a guy who's been placed in as your captain while the captain's been out injured, and Tielemans wouldn't sign a contract and had decided 2 years ago that he wanted to run his contract out and go. It looks like he's running in treacle and doesn't seem to be putting the effort in. So I think, you know, the Rodgers, good luck to Spurs if they get Rodgers, because, you know, we had some fantastic times under him. So thanks very much for the FA Cup. Thanks very much for the Charity Shield. But I tell you what, if he decides that his heart's gone, then he's gone and he's absolutely out to dry. I think the owner, unfortunately, and I think they've been amazing, and they are amazing for what they've done for Leicester City Football Club. But they should have pulled the plug long, long time before.
Let's just get some clarity. Let's get this takeover done. If it's Big Sam that can bring us back up, great. I don't know.
Would you have him, Dan? Do you want Sam Allardyce to stay?
I'd be happy with either Big Sam with a plan, or if we just went and got Brendan Rodgers. That's what all the talk is at the moment.
Brendan Rodgers?
That's what the talk is at the moment.
Oh, Dan, you ain't getting Brendan Rodgers, mate. You ain't going to the Championship. You're having a laugh.
Still a massive club.
You're a massive club. You just got relegated and you're a shambles. You're all over the place. You're telling me Brendan Rodgers is going to go there?
Aston Villa went down and got Roberto Di Matteo with Champions League winner. I think we can attract someone like Brendan Rodgers. At the end of the day, we still are a big club. We don't have parachute payments. We've got a good plan in place. If we get took over and the project appeals to Brendan, I don't see why he wouldn't join Leeds.
Dwight McNeil has been a sensation. When he first started, he came very low on confidence. But, and I think Frank started that building process, but as soon as Mr. Dyche has come in, that lad has gone step by step. And then also, I know Decore didn't get much of a shout under Frank, but Decore stepped up for us, hasn't he? What a goal that was!
I'm happy to give Dyche a go, because he went for it. He was brave at the end and kept us in it. And you've got to be fair and say, right, let Dyche get his own players in now. But we've got to be better when we're buying players. We've got to be better. And I tell you what, too, the issue with the forward, not bringing a striker in, no matter what, that was crazy. Yeah. And then even with the money off Anthony Gordon, you know, what happened? We didn't bring anyone in. That was playing with fire. That was playing with our lives.
Yeah.
This club is our lives. Yeah. And we can't keep thinking, oh, it's all right, we'll stay up. If you keep playing with fire, yep, you'll get there in the end.
Now, away from the relegation spots, here's the best of the rest of the final day.
If Villa win this, then they are in Europe next season.
This is big for Aston Villa.
Aston Villa 2, Brighton 1. Villa finished 7th after a 7th successive home win. They are back in Europe. A playoff awaits them in the Conference League.
Amazing to get like we did to be in Europe this year. Was not in my mind when I arrived here.
The last time we played European football was I was in that squad, 2010. 13 years for a club like Aston Villa is too long.
And to finish like we did today, winning, being in Europe next year with our supporters, with our fans here in Villa Park. Fantastic.
Southampton 4, Liverpool 4, the home side were 2 down after 14 minutes, led 4-2 at one stage and ultimately had to settle for a point.
I mean, it was September, October, November, whenever, I don't know exactly, but it felt like the season would never end. So, like, it was really, really long, it was tough, it was difficult to get through. We know we have to do better and we will do better. And, yeah, but how I said in the beginning, really happy that it's over.
Brentford 1, Manchester City 0, so Brentford do the league double over the champions and end another hugely impressive Premier League season. 2 goals for Xhaka on what could be his final appearance. There were chants of "Granit Xhaka, we want you to stay," echoed around the Emirates when he was replaced in the second half. The other goals for Saka, Jesus and Kivior. The full-time score at the Emirates, Arsenal 5, Wolves 0.
And of course, it wasn't all about the Premier League yesterday, as Stockport and Carlisle went head-to-head at Wembley in the League Two playoff final. It was live on TalkSport. Here's what happened.
The shot is deflected, and it's in! And Isaac Alafo scores for Stockport County. His first real opportunity, and the shot took a massive deflection off John Mellish and looped up over helpless Thomas Holy, and the side who were in the sixth tier only 4 years ago could be heading back to League One. Low cross into the far post, oh, there's a miskick from Edmondson, and it's in! Amari Patrick has scored the equaliser, and Carlisle United season remains alive here at Wembley. We have extra time still to come on TalkSport 2. After 90 minutes, it is Carlisle United 1, Stockport County 1. Infield for Stretton, who is onside. He turns on the edge of the penalty area, has support, but goes for goal, and it's a brilliant save by Holy. Moxon drives it in towards the mid-post. Flicked on, oh, what a save by Hinchcliffe. It's still loose inside the penalty area, guided in on the volley from Dennis, and it's wide. Charter steps up, but he makes no mistake, and Carlisle have done it. And there are Cumbrian celebrations right across Wembley. Paul Simpson's Wembley jinx comes to an end. And the manager, who was player manager when Carlisle last got promoted, has worked his magic once again.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
And finally, in the wonderful world of radio, things don't always go according to plan. Here are some of the best TalkSport bloopers from the 2022-23 season.
The Premier League never ever fails to disappoint.
How thick are these players sometimes on the pitch? I'm watching, oh my God! Kick it long, man. How difficult is it?
And it ended Chelsea 0, Barnett 1. The goal by Idris Elba late on.
I'm Idris Elba. I goes where I goes.
The Sports Bowl will be open for business on national radio straight after this game. 03717 02 33 34.
Because I think Xhaka
all the mistakes he made was pretty much on the pitch.
I mean, I thought at one point he might have snapped his eyelash, which is, well, that would have been tragic.
Yeah, that is funny.
The pass wasn't the best from Benson, but he's done well. And is he fouled by the corner flag? Referee says no.
But at the moment, it is Brentford 2, Brentford 0.
I'm visualising now. You know, like the muscle men make their boobs go up and down by flexing them.
Yeah.
No reason.
Oh, and it's sliced into his own net by Fast. An extraordinary own goal. You will not believe it.
Can they put this into a dangerous area? Miss that near post space, man.
Whoosh! What a strike this is.
It's Newcastle 3, Southampton 1. I've got no idea who scored the second one, though.
Jordan Ayew, Wilfried Zaha and Jeffrey Schlapp.
And now Ellen Road starts to empty. It's like looking at a bath and the sink and filled with water and the blood coming out.
It's gone in! Ogbas again! Two own goals in the first half from Wout Fass. He must want the ground to swallow him up.
Just a word about the referee. Is he wearing an Alice band?
Yeah,
I think he is.
Yeah, Chardet done brilliantly well there, cutting in behind the back line.
It's not Chardet. There's only one smooth operator around here.
Football at the London Stadium.
And imagine how many sweaty, topless bodies there'd be at Wembley if Newcastle were to win the League Cup there.
Make their boobs go up and down by flexing them.
In truth, not a lot's really happened on the pitch. In fact, I've just been kicked by Sam Vokes in the press box.
Will you be watching or listening to the game on TalkSport tomorrow night?
Yeah, on TalkSport tomorrow night I will be watching.
I don't believe what you're about to hear, but there's another goal at the Valley in League One. Jake Robson.
Oh my goodness, it's Charlton 4! Ipswich 4! It's George Dobson at the back post. I don't believe there's time for anything else to happen.
Extraordinary game.
Mateta's clear! Mateta! For Crystal Palace!
I think what tends to happen, Jim, they book them for time wasting, then you can do anything you actually want and you don't get a second yellow in the main, you know? Or do you? He's gone, Jim.
Here is Bella Ketchup. Bella Ketchup. He doesn't come in a squeezy bottle.
He's almost got, what's the opposite to happy feet? Unhappy feet, I suppose.
Every seat that could be filled will be filled this evening, including those 7.5 Burnley fans.
I had to show passport and driving licence to get a cookie. Well, it was ridiculous.
Gakpo playing the ball through to Salah, who's one-on-one. He rounds the goalkeeper and pops it wide. I don't know how he's popped it wide, but he has popped it wide.
He's blocked Trent. He stayed in that vicinity and took the ball up the backside himself.
Rather aggressive atmosphere of the Merseyside derby.
Aggressive? Like pussycats. What's up with you, man?
They kicked off 15 minutes earlier than we did. Lisandro Martinez is sitting down. He's sitting up.
As I say, they're hanging on for grim death.
The most exciting thing from a personal point of view so far, Adrian, I've just been hit by the ball.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Gosling TalkSport Daily Podcasts out first thing in the morning. So do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. Above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.